First to the fate of Australian citizen Yang Hengjun, who's now facing the death penalty in China. Today, Chinese authorities confirmed to Australian diplomats that they have formally arrested the dual national on spying charges. The Australian-Chinese author and academic is a democracy campaigner and a prominent critic of Beijing. He was detained in January while he was travelling in China. Julia Holman has the latest.
For months, the dual Australian-Chinese citizen Yang Hengjun has been held in harsh conditions in Beijing and hasn't been allowed to speak to his lawyers or his family. Today it was confirmed the academic and author has been formally arrested by Chinese authorities. His lawyer, Rob Starry, has grave fears for his client.
We've now been advised that Dr. Yang has been charged with an act of espionage. If he's convicted of that offence, of course, that's a capital offence. And that faces the risk or the prospect of death penalty, so worried about that.
Rob Starry says he's troubled by the conditions his client is being held in.
We're worried about his interrogation. We know that he's already been in detention for more than 7 months, and now the Internal Ministry of State Security have placed him in a different form of detention.
Mr. Starry says Beijing hasn't detailed any of the spying charges against Dr. Yang.
We don't know whether it's Australia or the US or Taiwan or some other country. But what we do know is that Dr. Yang had been working as a democracy blogger and activist, and we'd be surprised if that activity has generated the charges that he faces.
Yang Hengjun has a large following within China and has published articles promoting the rule of law, democracy and human rights. But his views clash with Chinese authorities, who detained him in January this year. He'd been held in what's known as residential detention until July, and from there he was moved to a Ministry of State Security detention centre. Speaking from PNG, Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the arrest is deeply worrying.
We are deeply concerned and disappointed to learn that that is the case. He was formally arrested in China in the last few days.
Senator Payne says China hasn't explained why he's been detained, and she says she'll continue to press Beijing to release him.
There would always be engagements between us on matters such as this, and they will continue both between post and in Australia.
Last month, Dr. Yang was formally placed in criminal detention. At the time, Maurice Payne called for Beijing to treat him fairly and humanely in accordance with international norms. That led to a rebuke by Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Geng Shuang, warning Australia not to interfere in the case.
China expresses strong dissatisfaction towards the statement made by Australia's foreign minister and urges Australia not to interfere in China's legal handling of this case in any way and cease making irresponsible remarks.
Lawyer Rob Starry says he's also very worried about Dr. Yang's wife, who's a Chinese citizen and Australian resident. She's in Beijing but hasn't been allowed to leave the country.
There's an exit ban on her so that she's prohibited from leaving China, and we're concerned about that aspect.
University of Technology Sydney academic Dr. Fung Chung Yi is a friend of the couple. He's spoken with Dr. Yang's family, who says his health is suffering following months of interrogation.
He has been held in isolation in a room with 24 hours light on and two guards in the room 24 hours. Subject to a continuous interrogation, they're not allowed to talk to anyone, they're not allowed to go out of the room. So it's a horrible situation.
Dr. Fung says the espionage allegations against his friend are ridiculous.
That's complete absurd to make that accusation against Dr. Yang.
Yang Hengjun isn't the only Westerner recently arrested by the Chinese government. Two Canadians were detained late last year and accused of gathering and stealing sensitive information and other intelligence. They remain behind bars. This came soon after Canada arrested the daughter of the founder of tech giant Huawei. In Dr. Yang's case, experts believe it will be months before he faces a courtroom.
And a worrying few months. Julia Holman there.